Hello and welcome. You're listening to Journal with Jenny. This podcast will give you ideas to apply writing and journaling strategies that will help you focus on what matters most to you while exploring some of life's big questions. This is your host, Jennifer Traister, a mom, wife, teacher, learner, and expert in using journaling and writing that will empower you to write your best life story and live it. Today, we have a guest, and her name is Yvette Kumi. I'm super excited to have her here. And Yvette's mission is to help people and animals. She's a healer and an artist who loves to be in nature. Yvette has used journaling for companionship, healing, and creating magic in her life. And she's here to share with us today. So thank you so much for joining us today, Yvette.
Thank you, Jenny, for the offer. It's so wonderful to be here.
Yes. And can you let us know a little bit more about yourself?
Well, long story, my family's all Dutch, and so I've done a lot of traveling since I was a kid in Europe, and I lived there for a while in my early 20s, and I just wrote a lot. When I traveled, I wrote, and I would create artwork, and sometimes even as a kid, I made poems that I had and put them on my artwork. And I've used writing as a way of really putting my thoughts down, getting my energies out, and then kind of making visions for myself that came to pass in magical ways.
Oh, cool. That's beautiful. I think that's so neat that you have all those journals too from your travel experiences, and I bet those are neat to look back on.
Yeah, many boxes. And years ago, I literally sat down and went through each one of them. Aww. And came up and wrote 267 printed poems that nobody has read except for me. And but each one of them is a touchstone for a time in my life.
Beautiful. And yeah, some of those travel journals are my favorites to look back through. And how cool that you wrote poems based on all of those.
Well, you know, the thing what we have to remember is, so we're talking about, we're 2020. Mm-hmm. So when I was traveling, we didn't have email.
Right.
And so even some of them today have like addresses and names of people. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's just like, goodness gracious, how big my email list would be if at that time we had email.
Right.
There's so many friends that I met, mm-hmm. and there's just little quips about people that I met.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's just like maybe you never saw them again, but you always remember them. They're little touchstones within all those masses of journals.
Oh, very cool. Okay, so can you share with us a little bit about how you use writing or journaling personally or in your business?
So I use journaling for myself to get my emotions out. Mm-hmm. It's like the scribble of the pen, especially, you know, sometimes it's just getting that energy out through the pen.
Yeah.
And you scribble and then you start writing and then you get kind of, you're tired or you're more peaceful. And then sometimes you look back and go, wow, that was good, what I just wrote.
Mm-hmm.
And it could be a sentence. And it fills my spirit and fills my spirit with hope, even from a bad, dark place.
Mm-hmm.
Or I could be in a great place and like, I want to remember that dog that did something crazy or that woman, you know, walking down the street and just have these little visuals. And even I draw little pictures in my journals to remind myself of things. So it's kind of that touchstone that when you write something down, and especially when it means something to you, it also gets written on your soul, is what I think.
Yeah.
And so I remember it better.
Yeah, you do. Once it comes out, it's on the page, you can see it, and it's real. It's not just in your head or your heart. It's on the page in black and white.
Yeah, and when you talk about professionally, I use it just to, if I have to write a bio, if I have to write something for a website, it's, you know, you write and write and write. And sometimes, again, it's that little piece that you go, oh, that's the core of what I want to say. Mm-hmm. So then you can fine tune it for in whatever business situation. And I am really, I like authenticity. I don't know any other way to be. Mm-hmm. So it really is out of my writing. However it looks like, it's like, that's me.
Yeah.
That's what you get. Mm-hmm. So that's what I share.
Very cool. And, you know, throughout this pandemic, have you written more, written less, or has it helped you to write?
Yeah, so almost every day, not every day, because perfection is not the key, mm-hmm. but I've written something. I'm always like writing something. So I have many books, as we share about notebooks. So I have notebooks upstairs, downstairs, in my car, in my purse, and I will write little things. Or I see a question, like with Facebook and social media, people will put questions out, mm-hmm. and I'll write this answer. Well, I have come now into a practice of, if I really like what I'm writing on my computer, I put it in my notes section under my thoughts. Mm-hmm. I'll highlight whatever the topic was so that I have it. So yeah. it's a little pearl for maybe later, or maybe something to share with somebody, or to write about more extensively. Mm-hmm. So, but it's something that comes out, and you know it has worth because it comes out from your soul.
That's so true. It's good. And you said that you write quite often. So do you have a practice, like a certain practice that you use?
So now I'm through the wonders, actually, because of COVID, so much has come on Zoom.
Yeah.
So with Hay House, which Hay House Publishing, I came across, and I didn't know anything about it. And it was like the day before. And I believe in those kind of meetings, that it was, I have been saying I was going to write a book. I have many books in process. But I came across a 7-day challenge from Hay House, mm-hmm. that I ended up plugging into. And they would have these writer's prompts, these questions. And they would share about like what a hook is in a book.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of that subtitle underneath the title, what your book is about, how to draw you in. And so I have plugged into that community, which is a huge community around the world. And they are like writing, you can choose different paths to go on. And there's the people that are beginning writers. There's the people that are on the second path, which is I am, to become an author.
Mm-hmm.
And so then they give you writing prompts every week. So now, every single morning, sometimes 5:30, 6 o'clock in the morning, I get up and I'm like looking, and I write for like half hour, 45 minutes, and put that in my notes.
Mm-hmm.
And so it literally is doing that little by little. My book is getting written, but I'm not writing it all at once. And I think that is, and they speak about that. And that's mm-hmm. one of the biggest things that people go, oh, I want to write a book, but they think they need to write it all at once.
Right.
It really is those small things, those practices every day. And writing practice is the same as what we all can do to shift our lives. So I always say to my people that I work with energetically or as a health coach or anything, it's like you brush your teeth. Well, if you don't brush your teeth every day, you'll notice after a time.
Yeah.
If you brush your teeth, it will add up also to good benefits.
Mm-hmm.
So it's those little things. So that's kind of how I look at writing too. It's just taking it day by day and mm-hmm. fine tuning what works for you and what doesn't work for you.
Yeah. And so many people can get paralyzed too if they think, oh, I want to write a book. And then they start and they just feel stuck. But to chunk it like you're doing and just write a little each day and have those prompts, and then you can take all of those and put those together, yeah. and it doesn't seem so overwhelming.
There's a really good book that I've had for many, many years that I started reading again lately. and it's Bird by Bird by Anne Lamott.
Yes.
And classic. One of the things that she shares in there, she shares about just write.
Mm-hmm.
Again, that little part that you will know when you look back at it and go, oh, that's great. That yeah. little part I wrote, that's what I wanted to write. But maybe it took you 5-10 pages to mm-hmm. write that little part. But even she says it. Right. So, you know, and it really is in writing, it's also great to read.
Yes.
So it goes hand in hand mm-hmm. to really read what the kind of book you want to write.
Mm-hmm.
To it's something Hay House also, they were saying, you know, find those kind of books you want to write and read some. Look mm-hmm. at them.
Yeah, absolutely.
Look how they're structured.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, look at those models when you're writing. I think that's so helpful. And then also, like, along with your practice, do you have a certain type of journal that you write in, or a pen that you use in your practice as like a ritual, or is it just anything you can get your hands on?
Well, so I love journeying and traveling and adventure. So part of it is I end up finding these amazing journals, like in thrift stores or whatever, nobody's written
nice.
In.
Nice.
Or these particular books that are, they've become like my touchstones that I write all in them, and they're mm-hmm. marking them up, and then I put them all in one place that are kind of journals. They're just kind of reminders mm-hmm. and thoughts, and then I'll add there. But I think if somebody's going to start, if anybody had said, well, I was going to write over 25, 30 years of journals,
mm-hmm.
I would have might have thought, well, maybe I want to pick a particular type of notebook.
Mm-hmm.
And so if I'm visual, then I might be able to like stack them nicely on a bookshelf or a couple bookshelves.
Yeah, that's cool.
And then there's some people that don't care. Like right. some of my journals have artwork all over it.
Mm-hmm.
And they're just reminders of a time or, you know, a trip.
Right.
So it's if you're starting, it might be something to think about. And if you're new or if you want to reinvigorate it, maybe it's those journals you want to do on a daily basis. Maybe they look the same, maybe they don't.
Mm-hmm.
It's all individual. But if I could do it over again, I might have put some thought in it instead of putting them all in a box.
Right.
That they're, you know, getting dusty.
Yeah. I found that I love the Moleskine brand and just like the plain, like with no lines, no dots, nothing. I just like a blank page so I can write as big or as little as I want or draw on it. And I like a certain size that they make. And that is my favorite. And it is one of those things like where I'm like, gosh, I wish I used these all the, you know, every, like since I started journaling, so I could just stack them up easily because I have all different shapes and sizes and everything under the sun. But I never thought until you said that about displaying a journal. And that's kind of a cool idea to put it out and display it in your home or in your office yeah. or whatever.
It would be something, you know, it's something that years later you look at and go, yeah, you know, instead of those ratty pieces of paper
mm-hmm.
that all come from the spiral notebooks and the little ones and the big ones and whatever else, that it would look nice. And then on the other hand, I know if I would have people over, I don't know if I'd really want people just picking it off the shelf.
No.
And writing and reading my thoughts.
Right.
So it's kind of, you know, but it is, it's like if you're starting to write, maybe it's a thought. And but I really believe in there's writing and then there's writing. So if you have a purpose to write, that maybe you want to have just the same kind of journals so that you know that's it's all on those journals,
right?
But if you are, you know, for emotions and getting out, write whatever is good for you and like you. I love those Moleskine ones too, mm-hmm. but I also remember being in France, living in France, and they had these, and I think I've seen them here too. They were like grid paper notebooks, and the drawings that I had from the grid paper, because I would just write all over them, but the grids kind of became a fun little game kind of distraction if I was in thought. So you can make it fun that way.
Great ideas. And you know, you had told me earlier when we had been talking before that you had written your own personal mission statement, and I think that would be really cool to tell our audience about that mission statement that you wrote, why you did that, and maybe just a little bit about what it's about.
Okay, so as I told you, Jenny, as years ago, this is in the early 2000s, I was literally making cookies, and I called them Gypsy Dutch cookies. Mm-hmm. And it was for a party. And my housemate was 72 years old in Santa Fe, New Mexico. And she said, we need a mission statement for this party. So in 10 minutes, I wrote what's called the Gypsy Spirit of Life. Aww. And as we sit here, I still have the original in a big piece of white watercolor paper. And it's been sitting by a bathroom or in my art studio or something. And I've seen it every day for the last, 17 years? Mm-hmm. And I encourage people to do that because it is too lengthy to read right now, but it will be on my website, and it is the core of me. And when I get rocketed or anything else goes, and I go, who am I? I go, and it is the core of me. And it's actually more me now, mm-hmm. which is interesting, because it talks about all the elements of water and air and fire. And now I'm studying to be a Qigong teacher, as well as doing energy healings. So it's interesting, again, that writing actually manifested and seeded and nourished who I am even more today than I was 17 years ago. Mm-hmm.
I like that idea too of using a mission statement almost as a manifestation tool, and reading that every day or looking at that when you are feeling a little bit out of balance or needing some grounding, and coming back to that core, like you said, just to go back over that mission statement. I think that's such a cool idea.
I think it's an idea that people share in different ways. Mm-hmm. And it comes out, but it's the essence of really that time of somebody going, okay, well, let's gonna have a party, but let's make it the energy, setting the tone mm-hmm. of that party. Well, that party is your life, right? And so there's good times and there's bad times, and sometimes you're sitting on the couch and sometimes you're dancing on the dance floor. And so it is something that I encourage people to do mm-hmm. and to think about it. And sometimes I bet you it will come out in the most crazy of times that you're sitting at a gas station in the middle of nowhere and you just start writing, and you like, even if you have to write on that napkin,
right?
It's just like, it may be that touchstone that you go, oh, those people are saying this thing. No, but I know mm-hmm. I'm in my grounding. And it's so, because that's what writing's about. It's about expressing yourself. Mm-hmm. And when you get into that grounding, then you get down to the core, and that's the best time to share.
You are absolutely correct. I love that. I love that idea, and I hope our audience tries that and lets us know if they do try that, and get back to us. That would be really cool. So another question I have for you, I'm curious if you've ever had some really great writing advice or gotten journaling ideas that have helped you?
So, well, yeah, it's the writing of doing it daily.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not perfect at it. And it's just, even, like I said, it's those little snippets of writing, even if, as I shared with you, Jenny, even if it's like writing your card to your friend from the heart, being in that practice of listening to yourself,
mm-hmm.
of writing from that core place, you know, if you're writing from that place, you're writing for somebody else,
mm-hmm.
and you will feel the difference when it gets down to, I'm really writing from that soulful place to share who you are and how you want to say it. There is a different quality mm-hmm. of writing there. And the more people write, the more you go, okay, this is BS. And then you end up going, oh no, this is what I wanted to say. Mm-hmm. And this is just, even if it's a few words, going, oh, this is just an essence of what I want to say. And you can, then you can go back and expound on that, and somebody can edit it, you know, in perfect punctuation or whatever that is.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of like you're learning to cook. That's what writing is. You're learning to cook, and you're learning what you, your flavors are, and how you express mm-hmm. yourself through your words.
Absolutely. And how you combine all those words to make something really tasty and beautiful.
Well, there's that, I love it, and I can't think, maybe you know, that young man that he, I believe he had cancer.
Mm-hmm.
His last name started with an S, Sputnik, I think was his last name.
Mm-hmm.
And he had cancer, and he wrote a book of poems. He had no filter, he just wrote, and it was beautiful. And I think that's where, you know, it's, as adults especially, we end up with all these filters. And really, so much of like life guiding people or coaching people, it's really kind of how to best work with somebody that works for them, to take those layers off, to really find out who they really were,
mm-hmm.
and then expand on that and really support people to, because I've had it done. And so I know what that feels like, and I also love to offer it.
Nice. Okay, well, do you have any stories that you want to share about journaling, or like breakthroughs that you've had?
Okay, so we were talking about this earlier.
Mm-hmm.
So years ago, 21 years ago, I remember I was in a great place in my life, and I was working and running and doing massage and going to school and all these things, and had moved into this beautiful place. And I said, and I wrote in my journal, in the end of April of 1999, I wrote, oh, I wanted some quiet time because I was so busy. I was happily busy, but I was so busy. And as it turns out, about 4 weeks later, 3-4 weeks later, something happened and I got a brain injury. And I lost my ability to speak at a certain time and make a sound for a period of time. And it was not lost on me then, and it's still not lost on me, that yes, I got my quiet time. So where I share that with a smile is the fact that when we're writing and we're kind of putting it out there, like sometimes the details, like I wish I'd written, I'd like some quiet time. Like I wanted to go to Bali and sit on the beach,
yes,
and have a Mai Tai or whatever else and go swimming. That's the quiet time, but I didn't. And so it's not that I still don't believe I created it. It was not outside of my venue.
Mm-hmm.
But I intentionally, when I'm writing things, when I want to manifest things, the details may come out differently,
mm-hmm.
but it's feeling that I want to have is what I kind of write about. It's like I want to feel
mm-hmm.
supported. I want to feel, you know, accomplished. I want to feel like, you know, right in the flow. And the details can take care of themselves.
Mm-hmm.
But that's where writing can be really a powerful tool in recreating your course and supporting your course and allowing those layers to just go away so the core of you can move on.
That's great advice. And is there anything too, on top of that, because all of that is such good advice, I think being specific in what you're writing, especially if you're wishing or you're manifesting or you're praying, you know, be very specific. And I like that thought of being focusing on the feeling that you want. And I always add to, like, for the greater good, you know, and it, this won't hurt anybody, or, you know, some things like that I think are good to add as well. So before we sign off, are there any things that you think the audience could try at home? Any other advice or ideas for them?
The biggest thing is to get started.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just, even if it's that favorite book that you have, you know, note things. If you like to write in your books or on another piece of paper, note things that call to you.
Mm-hmm.
And as a photographer, and I used to teach people how to see, and I would say, you can't see like I do. You mm-hmm. see how you do. But if you can only have a couple images, you don't see the thread on how you see. You have to have a whole bunch of images, and then you will see that there is a thread on how you see things.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's still parallel into writing, that it's those things that people gravitate towards, that as a collection, that you go, oh, I really gravitate towards this, or I really gravitate towards, and we do that with movies. Like, some people love sci-fi and they know it.
Mm-hmm.
And other people love those heart stories and they know it, you know, and it's not like they just want one or the other, it's they just gravitate. So I think it's also a process of getting to know yourself.
Right.
So whether it's for a book or and to become an author, which Hay House really is a great resource to look into.
Mm-hmm.
But it's about exploration of yourself. And just what, because most of what I've written, nobody's ever read.
Right.
It's just like now writing on purpose. It's just like going, I don't have the fear. I really don't have any fear that somebody's going to reject me, because I'm just writing from the heart.
Mm-hmm.
And let the editor figure out if it works or not.
Right. So. Yeah, and you're staying authentic in that way too.
It's easier that way.
Right. Yeah. Oh, I love it. And I just absolutely loved our conversation. I hate that we have to end. But thank you so much for being on. And before we sign up, how can people get in touch with you? Or do you have any offers for them that you'd like to give?
So, yes, I'd love to offer, if anybody would like a 15-minute discovery of, you know, where they could, you know, shift in their life or some support, whether it's for their health or for just life challenges. Feel free to connect. I also do energy healings. And so my best way right now is my email, which is gypsydutch@gmail.com. And as soon as I told you, Jenny, I will have my photo website up and a healing website up, which if you just Google Gypsy Dutch, I'm the only Gypsy Dutch on the internet. Except for a gal who stole it in the music industry.
No.
And she had come to my art booth years ago. She's younger, and that's okay, because I don't think I'll ever be singing. So that's fine.
It's kind of an honor.
You want to find me, Gypsy Dutch is at everything. It's the core of who I am.
Mm-hmm.
And I also, eventually, I'm going to be teaching Qigong classes online. So that will also be under gypsydutcharts.com. as the website.
Okay.
And I'm so happy to have been asked, Jenny, for this. It's so fun.
Yeah. This has been wonderful. And I'll put your email in the show notes so people can find you. And as soon as you have your websites up, I will add those later. And that's, thank you so much for that offer. So if you mention this podcast, then you can get a free consultation with Yvette, and that's worth some dollars. So that's really generous of you. So thank you so much for doing that for our audience. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Jenny.
Yes.
It was so nice to be invited.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Yvette. Thank you for joining Yvette and I today on the podcast. Now go write your day into a beautiful story. Remember to subscribe wherever you listen so you never miss an episode. And if you gave it 5 stars and a positive personal message, I would be over the moon grateful. Get in touch through my website, jennifertraister.com. And until next time, I'm Jennifer Traister. Thank you for joining me. And remember, you have the power to write your own story and live it.